responsibly.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Initial news reveals that the jury, or a jury, has convicted the MySpace mom of three minor offenses for her role in an internet hoax that apparently drove a 13-year-old girl to suicide, or might have been a contributing factor. The Los Angeles federal court jury on Wednesday rejected felony charges of accessing a computer without authorization.
This was in Missouri or something.
It's correct, but it was made into a federal case.
In Los Angeles. It's crazy.
It's correct. They rejected the felony charges of accessing a computer without authorization to inflict emotional distress on young Meghan Meyer. However, the jury did find Lori Drew guilty of three counts of the lesser offense of accessing a computer without authorization. So there are apparently two offenses here. One is the felony of accessing a computer without authorization to inflict emotional distress, while the lesser offense is simply accessing a computer without authorization.
What this will do is open her up for a lawsuit, wrongful death suit from the family.
Really?
Yeah. Now she's been convicted.
Each count is punishable by up to 1 year in prison and a $100,000 fine. I presume that's up to a $100,000 fine. So at this point, the judge has not yet ruled on the sentence, but it could still be pretty significant, even though these are apparently not even felonies. That's pretty big for $100,000 for a misdemeanor?
It is. I mean, a 1 year in prison is pretty much the definition of a misdemeanor. But
the jurors couldn't reach a verdict on a conspiracy count. Prosecutors said Drew violated MySpace terms of service by conspiring with her young daughter and a business assistant to create a fictitious profile of a teen boy on the MySpace social networking site to harass Meghan.
But violating MySpace's rules of conduct or whatever is not a criminal offense.
Right, it's a breach of contract.
Right, and there's no real money changing hands, so there shouldn't be any sort of liability either. I mean, the worst that should happen is she should have her privileges to use MySpace suspended. But here they are saying that she's accessed a computer without authorization. I don't even know what that's supposed to mean.
She bought the computer. How could she be accessing it without authorization?
Right, it's her computer. Yeah, she connected to MySpace's server. And I guess you could make the claim that she wasn't authorized to do so and that she was doing it fraudulently, but come on. I mean, the whole idea that anybody actually reads those terms of service on the MySpace, on the various different websites they access is pretty absurd. Secondly, it's absurd in that it's not an actual contract. When you're agreeing to the terms of service, you're not actually agreeing to something that's countersigned. There's no real second party actually signing a contract there. So it seems to me like the entire thing is just completely illegitimate. But in the realm of the state, it doesn't really matter. They can set whatever rules they want to, and you'll obey or else.
Doesn't it appear to you that maybe they did this and trumped up the charges a little bit just to look like they did something about it?
Certainly that's what they did here. Yeah, and clearly the jury found this woman guilty on three counts of, again, accessing a computer without authorization. So I'm not sure what the parameters are of that particular count, but the jurors were certainly convinced of it, whatever that means. And this could mean some pretty chilling things for the future of Internet access as far as people getting on websites and purporting themselves to be someone that they are not. As long as someone goes and hurts themselves over it, then there could be charges filed, or maybe perhaps less. You know, maybe the bar will be lowered as far as the level of activity that is necessary in order to bring these charges against somebody.
I think what the woman did was wrong, and she should face ostracism.
She has.
I think that to some extent, like a civil suit, I think if they could prove something, it would be fair in my mind if a civil suit was brought against her, but this doesn't make any sense. This criminal? I don't see it.
I guess it's good that she didn't get the felony charges, but it just seems like random chance that she didn't get stuck with those three misdemeanor counts of accessing a computer without authorization, guilty. So there you have it. Now we'll see what the judge hands down as a sentence in this particular case. Will this woman be given jail time over this? I mean, what was honestly just a prank? It was basically a prank. Did they know that she'd been treated for depression, this 13-year-old girl?
They were friends of the family. I don't know that you can prove that, but...
Not that it would matter anyway.
It's nasty.
I don't understand.
It was nasty.
And stupid.
Right. The suggestion here is that if you hurt somebody's feelings and they go off and do something to themselves about it, if you hurt their feelings, then you could be put in a jail cell. And I think it's pretty outrageous. We'd love to hear from you if you've got any comments on this at 1-800-259-9231. Do you think that the right thing's been done here? Should this woman be punished? 1-800-259-9231. Or should it be like Mark suggests, and she should just simply be ostracized by those who object to her behavior? And her behavior is reprehensible. It was certainly not a nice thing for her to do, not something that was very adult for her to be involved in. I mean, essentially, she was teaming up with her teenage daughter to cause strife in another teenage girl's life. I mean, it's pretty tacky.
Young teen. I mean, we're not even talking, you know, 17.
Right. We're talking 13 years old.
Very tacky.
So yeah, let the market decide how to punish this woman. Please don't force all of us to pay to house her in a prison cell for apparently what could be up to 3 years in prison and $300,000 fine.
Because I don't imagine she'd be very popular in her community these days.
No, she's definitely been ostracized. I mean, people put on the internet her address and all kinds of personal information about her, and you can better believe that resulted in some unsuspected backlash.
Well, her husband lost his job, from what I understand.
Yeah. Well, that's not fair. He didn't even have anything to do with it, but I guess you're married to her, so what do you get? So there you go. There's the latest on that case. Let's go to your phone calls. This is what the show's about. Paula is on the line in Florida. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Paula.
Hi, hon.
Hey.
I was listening about what you were saying, and she has to pay something. But, I mean, for this, I mean, when you spill somebody's blood, God says your blood be spilled. But anyway, she need to be reprehended for it, that's for sure.
Well, she spilled her own blood, but
yeah,
it's unfortunate.
Anyway.
It was really dumb what they did, Paula, but do you think that this person should be thrown in jail and run through the ringer completely, 100%?
Well, I think, I don't know about jail, but I think that maybe she needs some type, sounds to me like she's got problems herself to do something like this to a child.
Oh, definitely. She's got problems, but sitting in a jail cell is not going to be the help that she needs.
No, I think she needs to get some psychological help.
There you
some
go.
Help from God himself.
What other thoughts do you have for us tonight, Paula?
Okay, I want to talk to you all about this Federal Reserve thing. I've already got this started. I called some reps, so I guess it must have been a year ago, and they've already pulled JFK's executive order. Oh. And I've talked to Pat Kennedy's office about it, too, and I told him, I said, JFK wants to do it. And so
JFK wants to do what?
He would want it done.
Oh, okay. I thought you were in, like, posthumous contact with JFK.
No, I'm just saying, you know, that this is something, I mean, he wanted done, too. I mean, this is the only thing that's going to save this country. I mean, we've got $610 trillion put away from somewhere that the government did, the Federal Reserve. Plus, I handed over $3 in gold to them. I'd like to know what the hell they've done with it. But it was to get us through all this, and it was held back from the Civil War. And
what?
The family put it away.
But didn't that go down in that shipwreck?
No. This is in Two Mountains. My family put this away. We knew we were going to go through this, and they said that...
Your family has stored away a bunch of gold?
Yeah, my family brought the Civil War, yeah.
They what?
My family brought the Civil War.
They brought it?
Yeah.
Meaning they fired on Fort Sumter? It was your family?
No, my great-grandfather is the one that Governor Gist from South Carolina, we were the first one to secede from the Union, okay? And my great-uncle was the Brigadier General of the Confederacy. And so anyway... the Confederacy told me it was my decision to make when to do it, and so...
The Confederacy told you?
Yeah.
The Confederacy still
around? Where is the Confederacy
around?
You didn't know it was still around. Yeah, we've got a place up in Virginia, and we got...
The South is going to rise again, isn't it, Paula?
Yeah, like I told GW, I said, you bring this North American Union, and I said, our family brought the First Civil War. I said, I'll bring another one.
Bring it again.
Do it again.
Yeah.
How do you address JFK when you talk to him? Do you call him Jack or Jackie or...
I just call him Jack. I mean, this was really strange. The day that he was shot, this was really strange. Mm-hmm. I was at school, supposed to be at school that day. Something told me to stay home.
Stay home? What happened at school?
I don't know.
Anyway,
I was in my mother's bedroom, and I had the TV on. And so, you know, it showed him, you know, coming down the road. And so I went out of my mother's room and started down the stairs. And, I mean, all of a sudden, you know, they said he's just been shot. And, I mean, I thought I fell down the stairs. But anyway,
you are all over the map tonight, Paula. I thank you for the call. Always good hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I thought she was like having a seance with the Ouija board.
Me too.
Bringing that out, bringing JFK in.
Bring Jackie back.
1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Well, speaking of secession, Wayne, you've got a story about that. It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350. Market and plans vary by state, not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas, policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
How much food do you have in your fridge? How long would it last in the event of a nationwide crisis? SurvivalGearSource.com is America's number one source for survival kits and supplies. SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has everything you need to be prepared. Get your storable food at SurvivalGearSource.com. We've supplied thousands of Americans with our ready-to-eat meals. Sealed, portable, and will last for years. Get your portable flameless ovens for cooking. Get your ultra-portable survival kits now. Tailored for 1, 4, 10, or even the 100-person deluxe kit. Prepare for nuclear and bioterrorism with a complete terror protection kit, including gas masks, biosuits, potassium iodate, a solar hand crank flashlight, radio, cell phone charger, and much more. Prepare now. Order by phone at 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. Or go to survivalgearsource.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a free Patriot bar with every order. Survivalgearsource.com.
From Get the Tea to You, thank you, America. Thank you, Canada, Spain, France, UK, Australia, Germany, and Finland. Thank you. You are making us the number one chemical detox product worldwide. Family and friends are sharing GetTheTea.com. People are feeling better. People are losing weight. Energy is being enhanced. People are fighting for health, and Get the Tea is there to help. Order our products online. Free shipping, money-back guarantee, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Lose weight and feel great. And if you are uncomfortable with credit cards or PayPal, that's okay. Call us for our address and send a check or money order. The phone number is 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Once again, thank you from GetTheTea.com.
If a low credit score is keeping you from getting the car, home, business loan, or credit cards you deserve, this message is for you. RadioCreditSecrets.com can show you how to raise your credit score up to 249 points in the next 90 days or less. RadioCreditSecrets.com has successfully shown others how to pay off their overdue bills for as little as 30 cents on the dollar. Also included are three credit strategies attorneys and credit repair companies don't want you to know about. This alone could save you up to $1,000 and show you the inside secrets to legally remove negative items from your credit file and raise your score fast. Learn the secrets that banks, credit bureaus, and collection agencies don't want you to know. All this 100% risk-free. Go to RadioCreditSecrets.com. That's RadioCreditSecrets.com. Or call 801-325-5152. That's 801-325-5152.
This message has been brought to you by RadioCreditSecrets.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at FreeTalkLive.com.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And the dude called Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. By the way, we are going to be live on Thanksgiving, so looking forward to bringing you live content at that time. Don't forget to tune in if you're at home. What better way to spend Thanksgiving than with Free Talk Live?
Forget that football crap.
Yeah, well, exactly. Who needs that? You can still watch the football, but you could actually listen to Free Talk Live at the same time. You don't need to listen to the announcers, right?
Yeah, and lament how grateful and thankful you are to be free.
So we're at least semi-free, freer than some people. 1-800-259-9231 is the number here. We'll get to your story, Wayne, about the breakup, hopefully the imminent breakup of the United States of America. But first, we go to your phone calls. Indy is on the line in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Indy.
Hi, guys. I'll be listening on Thanksgiving with some family members who don't normally get to listen to you, so it'll be a good chance to turn them on. One of those family members is having a hard time right now with the state government because he was caught working without the proper papers. They came to his house and arrested him, cuffed him and stuffed him and transferred him in front of friends and family at a gas station of all places.
Now, wait, what kind of papers are we talking about here? Are we talking about, like, immigration? Are we talking about a license for plumbing
his
or something?
His contracting license expired and someone dropped a dime on him for working for work that someone solicited him on. And he was
who do you
working.
Think snitched him out? Was it a competitor?
We know who it was. We know who it was. It was the person he was doing the work for. There was a regular civil dispute over monies, which is fair enough. We can work that out. But they seized the opportunity to get the government and their violence involved, and it's reminiscent of your situation that you had to enforce violence upon him to gain whatever it is they're going to gain.
So they picked him up at a gas station?
They actually came to his home, which is next door to mine, and in front of all of us, handcuffed him and took him in, and then they did a transfer of vehicles at a local gas station in a small town where everybody had to see this go on from car to car.
And so they transferred him from one government vehicle to another one? Is that what you're saying?
That's correct, from a pickup vehicle to a transport vehicle. And this is just a working guy, and he's so ashamed of the whole situation, doesn't even want me to talk about it, but it's such an egregious move on their part, I thought I had to tell you guys about it.
What had happened with the license? He had one, and it expired, and was he in the process of renewing? Is just he had gotten delayed, or the bureaucrats were delayed? What was the story behind the license expiration?
No, it's his fault. He's 60 days overdue. Times are tough. He didn't have the $160, so he was working to make the $160.
Wow. He's that on the edge as far as doing business is concerned. That he's that unable to pay his bills or just barely able to pay his bills to the point where he didn't have the extra money on hand to pay for the yearly license.
That's just exactly right. And that's why he's so ashamed. He's ashamed that he didn't have the money. He's ashamed he got arrested. And the whole arrest process and the humiliation, I just thought it was so unrelated to what had actually occurred, which is lapsing on your payments to the government.
Yeah, that's what I'm ashamed of, because the level of taxes, it's not just the license fee of $120 or whatever that is. You've got to figure all the fees that he has to pay as far as workers' comp and employees and all the other stuff that goes into being a small business person. Small business taxation, there's a tax for just being a small business. That's what's shameful about this whole thing, is that the government put so many fees on him that he wasn't able to pay the last one.
Yeah, this is
and you're hitting the nail on the head there, Mark. That's exactly the situation. There are so many fees, he had to choose which one he didn't pay this month so he could get his license next month. And just terrible, guys.
So what is wrong? So he was arrested. Then what happened to him? I mean, is he still in jail? Is he bailed out?
They gave him a non-surety bond, which meant he walked on his own word, but there was a dollar amount attached to it that he'll have to pay if he doesn't appear. He was found non-guilty on one illicit work. Someone came to him.
I'm sorry, he was found non-guilty, and you cut out for like two words. Well, what did you say?
He didn't commit solicitation because the party came to him for the work, but the second crime, or the alleged crime, is working without a license, and he's going to have to pay some money and state's attorney's fees and everything else, which is going to equate to about $2,500.
You know, it sounds to me like he just needs to tell them the truth in court and just say, this is what happened. I didn't have the money. I would have done it.
Oh, you're an idealist like me. I tried that approach with him. The state's attorney who we're paying big bucks to doesn't want to hear it. They want him to pay.
Right, yeah. Good luck actually getting to say anything in your defense in court. I mean, if you don't speak within the very specific parameters that judge wants to hear you speak within, they'll throw you in a jail cell. It's what they did with me. So you don't have the opportunity to fully defend yourself in these courtroom situations. You said he was found guilty of doing business without a license. Was that by a jury of his peers or by some, administrative tribunal judge?
He pled out, given the threats of everything else.
Sure.
And given the dollar amount, I think it was the right decision to make, despite my ideological positions.
Right. Well, it's easy to have an ideology, and it's another thing to run a business and be doing business and not being thrown in a prison cell while you're trying to run a business and feed a family or whatever else it is he's trying to do with his profits he's getting from his business. So I completely understand where he's coming from on that, and it's so frustrating seeing all this happen and feeling as though you are completely powerless to do anything about it. I mean, what can you do about this except for maybe join the Free State Project, move to New Hampshire,
Funny,
and
you
work
say
for change
here? Because this is my big sell to him. Hey, look, New Hampshire is a better opportunity for us. I'm already a Free Stater, and I actually found a condo that we're looking at buying in a month.
Oh, great!
At a really good price, by the way, given the housing crunch, guys. So.
Cool. So, yeah, I mean, that's you guys only live in Connecticut. It's not exactly a huge deal to move up here to New Hampshire. I think there's probably less licensing up here. I'm going out on a limb there. I believe there's probably just less licensing, period. And, of course, you've got activists up here to back you up.
They don't have a contractor's license up here, from what I understand.
Really?
Don't hold me to it, but that's my understanding. There is no contractor license.
Wow.
But this is going to happen in a lot of other professions, too, whether you're a mortgage broker or you're a contractor or even banker. A lot of these professions are getting hit hard right now, and a lot of people are going to have to retool and develop new skills.
Indy, I thank you for the call tonight, and do fill us in if anything else develops in this. And again, thank you, and I'm sorry to hear about that. 800-259-9231, that's the system, though, isn't it? They have the licensing system in place to protect not clients, as they would have you believe, not to protect the consumer, as you would, you know, they would like you to think, but to protect other business owners, to protect those who have paid the protection fees. I mean, it really is a protection racket through and through. So those business owners that are in business and are paying the fees are protected from those upstarts that might want to do business without going and paying the licensing fee, that might just want to go and do the services and provide the products without asking anybody's permission, keeping their overhead as low as possible, and just kind of helping people out in that way. Now, of course, those people might be taking an extra risk in that they don't have sort of the established business and the name that might be on the line.
It's a risk they need, you know, that they're choosing to take.
But it's a risk they're choosing to take for a discount. You know, maybe they're only paying $30 an hour instead of $60 an hour.
Assumably it's a discount. I mean, I don't know specifically whether it is or not, but one would think so. I've hired people to repair stuff that weren't contractors, and I did get a much lower rate.
What would you, what factors would you use to assess whether or not you wanted to hire someone for home improvement work?
Whether I believe they could do the job or not.
Recommendation, I think, would be valuable. So if somebody said so-and-so can do this, then if I trusted the person who recommended them, then that would be as good as anything else I would ever see in, like, a phone book. It's better than just picking somebody out of the phone book, in my opinion. More on the way here. You could take control of the airwaves, bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
The holidays are right around the corner. The crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from PepperSpray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN. What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from PepperSpray.com? Shop now at PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. PepperSpray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with a reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable. dependable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photoblocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photoblocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms, or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors, or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield green drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. The features include the bulletin board system. We've got a lot to talk about there, over 400,000 posts. There's, again, issues from serious all the way to fun times. You'll find it all for free over at bbs.freetalklive.com. Funknobs.com is an online store featuring whimsical decorative knobs and pulls catered toward consumers looking to give the playroom, kids' room, bathroom, or even the kitchen a unique and fun flair. Funknobs.com is the creation of parent company Internobs.com, online since 2004. Use the code FTL to save 10% at Funknobs.com. Again, Funknobs.com. We continue with your phone calls here, and we'll talk to Mike listening in Canada. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ian.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was listening to the thing about the couch the other day.
Yes, sir.
And I can't believe that escalated to such an enormous issue.
You are shocked that the government threw me in a jail cell because my tenants had a couch in their lawn and I refused to move it upon their demands. Are you really
yes,
that
sir,
shocked?
Yes, sir, I'm shocked about that.
You're
most
shocked.
I would get in Ottawa is like a $110 fine.
But if you don't pay the fine, see, they throw you in a jail cell.
No, if I don't pay the fine, they're up against child support and they can't do anything.
They're up against child support? I don't understand.
In Canada, child support is supreme.
So in other words, if they throw you in jail, you can't pay your child support?
No, they can't do anything against you if you have to pay child support.
Because they're already taking all your money, essentially? Or?
Well, basically.
Can't they just take more?
That was a shocking story.
So
I emailed you a couple of times about that issue, and I couldn't believe 93 days in jail?
Yeah, it was 3 days for the couch in the yard and then 90 days on three counts of so-called contempt of court. The first count was because I would not sit and stand at their behest and the second and third counts were because I would not answer their questions in the way that they wanted me to answer their questions.
In the United States, are you required to answer their questions?
No, you're not. You've got a Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. They cannot coerce you. They cannot force you to speak. By at least as I understand it, if you have the freedom of speech, then do you not also have the freedom to not speak?
Well, do you have the freedom to not answer the question that they speak after they've asked you a question that isn't the answer to the question is really the what you're asking here.
So
what I think you did was the right thing.
Well, I'm glad you appreciate it, and I thank you for the call tonight, Mike. For good hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's go to Rich in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rich.
Well, hello, gang.
Hey there. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, actually, I've got three comments about topics that you brought up.
Okay.
The very first thing you brought up was about the woman who allegedly inspired somebody else to commit suicide. And you asked the question, should she end up in jail for that? Should she be punished?
Right. She faked she created a fake account on MySpace, masqueraded as though she were a 16-year-old boy interested in a 13-year-old teenage girl. And the girl ended up killing herself, allegedly,
right,
over the so-called boy breaking up with her, and it was actually this mother that was behind the profile.
Mm-hmm. Well, the answer to your question is found in Dr. Mary Ruart's book that you brought up yesterday,
mm-hmm,
Healing Our World in an Age of Aggression.
Fine book.
And the missing ingredient is restitution to the victim. The way the system works is that if you commit a crime, you end up going to prison, or if you're accused of committing a crime, you go to prison, or you pay a fine,
mm-hmm,
which is to the benefit of the government, not to the victim.
That's correct.
So,
exactly.
The answer to your question is, if in fact this woman caused harm, then she should be made to pay restitution in one way or another to the victim.
I don't believe that, in my opinion at least, and I'd love to have you guys chime in here, but I don't believe there was any harm caused here by this woman's actions. I mean, it was pretty tactless what she did. It was not nice what she did. But there are people all the time that say things that are not nice on the Internet. I mean, just go to any Internet message board and you'll see people hurting each other's feelings.
If it was a real boy who was 16 years old and he broke up with her and said mean things to her on MySpace, would he be guilty of murdering her?
Oh, you're asking me?
I guess. I mean, you're on the phone.
Well, you're asking good questions, and this is why I say the woman who allegedly inspired suicide, I'm not suggesting that, in fact, she did committed a crime, but if she did, the solution should be to provide restitution to the victim or the victim's family.
Right.
Not to go to jail, not to pay a fine, which doesn't do anybody except the state any good.
Yes, and in addition, as Dr. Ruart points out in her book, which is available to people, you can read the 90s edition for free over at her website at ruart.com, R-U-W-A-R-T, ruart.com. But as she points out, that not only is it benefiting the state when somebody when a fine is extracted from someone, and in the case of the MySpace mom, she is looking at up to a $100,000 fine per offense, and she's been found guilty on three of those offenses. So whatever the fine ends up being, all that money goes into the coffers of the state, does nothing for the victim. Additionally, the victim is victimized a second time because he or she is going to be paying taxes in the form of whether it's federal or state or local taxes, going to be paying taxes to keep her victimizer in the prison cell. So you're victimized once if you're having something stolen from you or you're harmed, and then secondly, you're victimized again by the state in order to punish your victimizer.
Right,
it's crazy.
I was reading an article here, local, obviously, in the newspaper today, and apparently they caught a burglar who had broken into a bar seven times here. The bar owner hit the guy with a found the guy the last time in the middle of the night, hit him with a piece of furniture. The cops finally caught the burglar, and they took him to sentencing. The guy fled out and took him to sentencing and that kind of thing. He got 9 months and $300 restitution. He had stolen over $2,000 over the course of these seven burglaries. Now, they didn't prove that he did all seven of them, but
yeah.
He faced up to 7 years, and the burglaries stopped, by the way, after
mm-hmm.
he was apprehended, and they could prove that it was him twice.
Got it.
So they didn't even talk to the bar owner at sentencing, for the sentencing. He didn't even know. The newspaper called him and said, hey, what do you think about this sentence that the guy got? It's like, I don't know anything about it.
Wow.
So, the restitution of $300.
Some peace of mind.
Right. He didn't give, he didn't get to say, well, I lost $2,000. The nine months in prison, he didn't get to say, well, I want him to do, whatever. There was another person involved in the burglary. The guy wasn't required to turn that person in. I mean, it's just a mess. When the state handles these things, they don't care.
Rich, your other thoughts?
Well, on that subject, I think we nailed it. The other subject I wanted to talk about, Paula actually mentioned that the Confederacy is alive and well, and she's right. It's called the League of the South. If you, mm-hmm. you can look up online just for the League of the South, and there are chapters in various states in the Southland, and they're all trying to educate people about the so-called Civil War and also promoting autonomy, secession.
Great. I think the more people we have out there promoting secession, the better. I guess the League of the South is kind of, from what I understand, it's an organization that is saddled with the black eye, whether it's real or not, of being in favor of slavery, which I'm sure is absolutely not the case.
You're right about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely not. Yeah, in fact, there are some black folks who are involved. In fact, one of them I interviewed for my show, his name is H.K. Edgerton, and he's walked thousands of miles across the Southland carrying the Confederate flag and dressed in the Confederate uniform and teaching people about what the war was really about, which is about states' rights as opposed to federal or national oppression. And unfortunately, the bad guys won, and you can see the results all around us.
Yep. Well, hopefully there won't have to be a war this next time that somebody attempts to secede from this union. Rich, any other final comments? You got about 20 seconds.
Well, the contractor issue, I think it should be, this applies to things like medicine as well. I mean, we got a system where people can't, quote-unquote, practice medicine.
Anytime you have a licensing system, you have a protection system, and people are kept out artificially from the marketplace, meaning higher prices, worse service, and people are suppressed from being able to do what they want to. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. Thanks for the call, Rich.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richardson Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Santa, Christmas Eve and you haven't left yet?
Ho, 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 ho. No, I can't find my keys.
Here's the perfect gift. Our patented Find One Find All Key Finder, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA Key Finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet, and projects a loud 90-plus decibel beep. And new for Christmas, there's even a FOFA just for eyeglasses.
Where did I put my glasses, Mrs. Claus? Oh, here they are.
Luckily, Rudolph's nose isn't the only thing that flashes.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. Again, that's findonefindall.com.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Imagine feeling totally helpless. Imagine thinking and hearing clearly, but unable to move as the ground rises to meet you. Imagine the pain of 1,000 needles as your body is invaded, locked, and hammered by 50,000 volts of the latest in taser technology. If this sounds scary, imagine how it would feel for anyone attempting to victimize a friend, loved one, or even yourself. FortressTactical.com offers you the same technology trusted by police departments from around the world, specializing in less lethal defense. Fortress Tactical carries only the best in U.S.-built protection equipment, like the new Taser C2, which includes a holster, two extra cartridges, and free shipping all for one low price. Visit FortressTactical.com. That's FortressTactical.com. With Christmas just around the corner, give the gift of protection this year by visiting FortressTactical.com. Prohibited in certain states and counties. See website for details.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are completely free. They include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the archives. In fact, sometimes we put up the occasional publicity jaunt, publicity appearance on my part, or occasionally yours as well, Mark. But today I had an appearance up on, or down, I guess, on KVOL radio down in Louisiana. And we posted that online. And they wanted to interview me about the whole couch in the yard situation. So I'll put that up there for you at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is free, and if you like the fact that we give those things away, then we ask for your support. We need your votes. Now, I don't know if we've successfully made it into the first place spot.
We're in lead by 41 votes.
That's good, but it's not a wide enough lead. We need to widen that lead, and we need your help in order to do so. I thank those of you who've gone so far and voted in the month of November, but if you have yet to vote in the month of November, please go to vote.freetalklive.com and cast your vote for the show. It takes you less than a minute, and it makes a big difference for us, because keeping Free Talk Live in the number one position not only means that eventually we'll be able to claim that we've been number one for an entire year, but also it means that new people are going to see the show, they're going to listen to the show, they're going to come across the message of freedom. So if that's valuable to you, please go to vote.freetalklive.com.
Sex with the Virgin Mary. She's waited long enough. And Jimmy Cahill, the boozing, carousing cabbie from Boston, has been tasked with finding the lucky guy. This libertarian novel is a great read, informative on the legal process, and sure to damn author Charles Webb to hell. Get it at amazon.freetalklive.com or go to sexwiththevirginmary.com. You can listen to an interview with Mr. Webb on the FTL podcast from last Saturday. So go to the website at freetalklive.com and check through the listings there. Last Saturday's show, that's freetalklive.com.
All right, so we go to your phone calls about whatever you want. We go to Texas, where Justo Montoya is on the line. Hello there. Hello, did I get the name right? Justo Montoya in Texas, going once? Justo Montoya in Texas?
You. Hello?
Hello, what's your name?
Hey, my name's Justo.
Justo, okay. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I'm a, I guess, recent convert to libertarianism, and one of my favorite books is Upton Sinclair's The Jungle.
Okay.
And, you know, I know that free markets handle stuff better than the state, but I wonder how can free markets regulate themselves better? Like, you know, I mean, what if a private regulatory agency were to get in cahoots with, say, the meat companies in
good question.
Upton to...
Do you want to take a strike at this one, Wayne?
Well, sure. For one thing, you wouldn't have the state regulating anything, so other people can pop up and compete with them without the guns of government behind them. The guns of government are the biggest guns of all. The other typical argument is about greed, and there's always going to be greed no matter what form of government or non-government you have, but in a capitalist free market system, risk is the check to greed. So if you're going to be greedy at some point, you're running the risk of either losing money or ticking off your customers and losing your business.
I'd like to expand on that a little bit here.
Same here. Now, with Upton Sinclair's book, you know, it did give a pretty good look at what was going on in meatpacking in Chicago in the early 1900s. But you've got to remember that the average person, the average rich person at that point, likely didn't have a toilet in their house. Certainly the middle class people. 1910. Indoor plumbing wasn't coming around. Nobody had a color television. Nobody had, very few people had cars. Nobody had a cell phone. All these things that you think of today when you look back at how things were for a worker in the meatpacking center of Chicago, you've got to look at it compared to how things were then. And, look at how people are in factories in China. They're choosing to go work for what you and I wouldn't work for an hour, what they work for a day, because their alternative is going to work in the fields and rice paddies and working for a third of that.
So it's a step up.
It's a step up.
Okay.
So, now that's not really an answer to your question, but I mean, you always look at, you got to look at these things in the light of how things were at the time. So, as far as a regulatory, agency getting in bed with the meatpacking industry, you would likely have competing regulatory industries. It wouldn't be just one. There wouldn't just be the USDA would be the only organization regulating, how meat was done, because somebody else would come out and say, we're better, we regulate better, and some meat packing companies would go with them, and then they would attempt to expose their competition's bad practices, and so you would have competition being a check on that.
Also, back then, people were more isolated because now you have the internet, you have information flowing much quicker.
Communication's a big, big issue.
Huge.
Your response, Osto?
Well, no, I mean, those are good responses. It's just because I always debate my socialist friends, and they always stump me with this question, so I need a rebuttal. May I ask another question?
Sure, go ahead.
I come from, my parents are immigrants from Colombia, and I tried to make a case for the end of the war on drugs, and I want to, what would you guys say? How would it help ending the war on drugs here? How would it help, those countries that are actually grow the crops elsewhere?
Well, I don't know precisely, but those farmers that are currently, growing coca or whatever it is,
crops poisoned.
Well, yeah, they would be able to grow it legally. However, they wouldn't make nearly as much money as they do. It would just be another crop, just like growing carrots or something like that.
Yeah, they wouldn't be able to make as much black market money, but at the same time, the trade will become much safer. I mean, right now, you're
currently,
dealing with the black market.
If they stop trying to grow coca and they want to go to coffee or something like that, their family's going to die.
Well, and, there, of course, is the gangster factor where who knows who's in control down there in Colombia. I don't know what the real situation is, whether it's, the government working hand in hand with the black marketeers or whatever it is. But you're dealing with a violent black market where the turf wars are essentially the way things are. There's nobody that's advertising and saying our product is better. It's just that if you get in the way of the gangs, they're going to just execute you and take you out. So disputes are solved with violence in the black market, whereas in the legitimate market, yes, the profit margins are lower, but at the same time, you're doing business in a much safer way. Plus, you don't have the U.S. black helicopters flying in and essentially spraying poisonous killer dust all over people's plantations and their crops and their houses. And I've heard certain things about, you know, rumors about possible cancers and things like that that are coming out in the people that live down there as a result of that spraying. Let me tell you, spraying somebody's land with chemicals over and over again is not a good way to promote good health, I don't think. So that'd be one major way. Of course, if drugs were legalized, they would also have competition from other areas of the world. I mean, it wouldn't just be Colombia that would be able to grow cocaine. You'd be able to grow it in the South and right here in America, of course, Mexico. Marijuana is pretty heavily grown in Mexico. So you'd have all kinds of different drugs being competing agencies would be selling these drugs. And so it wouldn't be easy. You wouldn't be able to rake in the dough. But, hey, that's, you know, that's competition and that's life. And you know what, if I might go back to your earlier question, just to comment, to add my comments to the discussion about the regulation in a free marketplace, in the absence of having a government agency to do these things, we already have real-life examples that you can look to and that you can point your socialist friends to. Yes, and I recommend that you go and take a look at, I think Dr. Mary Ruart, in her book Healing Our World, does address some of this. Yes, but I'd like to point out what they are. One of them is called Underwriters Laboratories. The other one is ETL, and there are others. They have competitors, but those are sort of two of the main competitors. Flip over your toaster. Look at any electronic appliance that you have, and odds are good you're going to find a UL logo somewhere. You've probably seen the logo. You probably didn't know what it stood for. Are you aware of it?
I think my friend told me about it once in the... Is it the one on the light bulbs?
Light bulbs tend to have them, I think. They're on so
pretty
many
much anything
products.
Electronic.
Yeah, there are so many products that have the UL logo. I mean, I was stunned to see it on the gas pump that I was using the other day. I mean, they're everywhere. Once you start to see them, you'll start to see them more often. But it's a private company that they are hired by other companies, the manufacturers. They hire UL. They submit their product to UL. UL vets the product. They take a look at it. They open it up. They look at the build quality. They look and see if it's safe. They want to make sure that there's no electrical shorts that are going to go on, start fires and things like that.
They test it in all different situations.
They test it in several ways, and then once they're satisfied that it's a quality product, they stamp their UL logo on it. But the quality checking doesn't stop there, because each vendor also has a quality check process, and a lot of that process is to check for the UL logo. So, for instance, Walmart and Target and these major retailers are not going to take in products that don't have the UL logo on them, as far as appliances and things like that. You will not find a product in the appliance aisle at Walmart without a UL or ETL certification. So Walmart and these other the vendors that are actually selling to the people on the street, they have an interest in protecting their customers because they don't want your house to burn down. They don't want you to get sick. They don't want you to get poisoned. They want you coming back next week to buy more products from their store. So the marketplace has an inherent incentive to protect its customers, and when allowed to operate freely, the protection gets better instead of this one-size-fits-all government monopoly stuff. Thanks for the call. Hour 2 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.